Guardian Unlimited.
Tony Blair's been visiting British troops in southern Afghanistan, but Angelique Quatra from Christian Aid is in the western part of the country, where a severe drought has caused harvests to fail. People are joining the Taliban just in order to get money to eat. I asked her about the extent of the poverty there.
Pretty shocking, actually. Of course, I knew about the drought, knew that people had lost their crops, people had lost all their income, but we're in western Afghanistan near Herat, in one village where three children died on the same day, the day before we arrived, of malnutrition. So things are pretty desperate. People have very little to eat. They're eating just bread and tea and feeding their children on boiled water and sugar. So it's pretty desperate.
And what is the Afghan government able to do about this?
The Afghan government and the UN have appealed for money. They've received about half of the funds that they need, and the World Food Programme is supposed to be distributing food aid, but in the places we went to, that hasn't happened yet. And of course, people are desperately worried because winter is coming, and some of the villages will get cut off by snow.
What effect does this cruel poverty have on the war on terror?
The province is not a Taliban stronghold. It is a place which is relatively safe, but a lot of the people that we spoke to said if somebody comes along and offers us $200 to fight, then we'll sign up because our children are dying and we need to buy them food. So obviously the poverty and insurgency are very much linked.
And some women have been forced into marriage to alleviate their family's poverty.
That's right. We met families who were selling their daughters as young as 8 or 10 years old to get what's called the bride price that the groom's family has to pay. And they're doing it purely to get money to buy food. I mean, they said they would rather wait until their daughter was 16 or so, but they're desperate. They need the money.
And to what extent is climate change responsible for the poverty that you've seen in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because Afghanistan, of course, has always been a place where droughts happen. But what used to happen in the past is that droughts would come every, say, 20 years, and what we're seeing now is that they're coming much more frequently. The last drought ended just 2 years ago, and obviously some experts attribute this changing weather patterns to climate change.
Tony Blair's obviously been in Afghanistan this week. What has he said about British efforts to alleviate poverty there?
The people that we met, what they felt was that all the money is being focused on where the insurgency is. It's particularly bad in the south, in Helmand, near Kandahar. And here in the west and in other places, they're being forgotten. They feel very much neglected by the international community. They welcome the British troops to some extent for providing security, but they're saying, we know all this money is coming, but where is it? We haven't seen a penny.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.